This is Senator Al Simpson. So many Democrats have now hopped in the race for president, you can't tell them apart without a program. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, back in the 60s, comedian Pat Paulson of the Smothers Brothers Show decided to run for president. Pat hasn't tossed his hat in the ring this year, but surprisingly, most of the Democrats who are off and running seem to bear an amazing resemblance, not only in looks, but in their corny and crude attacks against Bush. At least Pat Paulson was funny. In the past couple of weeks, so many Democrats have now climbed out of the woodwork, we'll have to call the Orkin man. I didn't say Harkin. But you can't tell them apart. Problem is that the Democrat Party doesn't have a program. What's the great idea here, Ted? If you get enough guys in the run that you might find out what your party believes in? Not much of a game plan there, pal. Sticking your old finger up in the wind works just as well. That's why you lose.
Al, it's easy to see that you Republicans are getting more and more nervous about 92. As the saying goes, don't look over your shoulder because something may be gaining on you. You also can't be happy about that Senate race heating up in Pennsylvania. The election's still a month away, but the early heavy favorite, Republican Dick Thornburgh, is losing altitude fast. Democrat Harris Wofford is closing the gap with a good chance for a major upset. All of a sudden, the presidential campaign looks interesting, too. Several good Democratic candidates are already in the race, with more to come, maybe even Mario Cuomo. Admit it, Al, George Bush is more a Secretary of State than a President of the United States. It's nice to have a president who cares about foreign policy, but presidents need domestic policies, too. So far, the only domestic issues you've got to run on are the recession and the savings and loan mess. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the latest National Report Card on Education. We're not reaching our goals. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.